Paige, can you tell us what's going on with the events coming up this week?
Thursday, October 10th, we've got the Girls' Night Out, Protect Your Treasure Chest at the Knoxville Hospitals and Clinics. And they will be having door prizes and vendors, and KRLS will be broadcasting their radiothon from there. Many of the vendors that will be at the hospital are vendors at Founders, so you can go and see some of those vendors and some other vendors that you might not see other places. Both events at Founders and the hospital are going on at the same time. It's Thursday evening from 4 to 8, so you can hit both venues, go to one and then go to the other. Girls' Night Out is at the lobby of the hospital, and then we have the Follow the Yellow Brick Road is the theme of the Founders event. It's got a Wizard of Oz theme. We'll be showing the movie Wizard of Oz in our back room. We'll have popcorn and things like that. Northcote will be having some of their caramel apples available here at Founders. The All About Pies ladies will have some pie samples that you can come in. The Green Eyed Baker will have some cookies available. We'll be having some new latte flavors available, banana nut bread, cinnamon roll, and cupcake. We've got some movie posters from the Grand Theater available for silent auction. And for $1 a ticket, you can put in to win some Wicked tickets. And the proceeds from those ticket sales will be going to the Grand Theater Restoration Project.
Okay, so this is a fundraiser for the Grand Theater?
Yes, the proceeds of this will be going to the Grand Theater.
So there will be vendors at the hospital that also have items for sale at Founders and vice versa?
There will be a few, and then there will be other vendors at the hospital that aren't available here in town. They will, on a day-to-day basis. They'll also have a bra fitting specialist at the hospital from Victoria's Secrets, so you can have that.
Is that for any type of bra fitting, or is it mastectomy?
I believe it's for any sort of bra fitting. Okay. So.
And that'll be free?
Yes.
Yes.
And then Tastefully Simple and 31 Bags will be available. So there'll be representatives from those companies there at the hospital that are usually done as party aspects in people's homes. So if you're interested in having a party, you can go check that out. They'll have a massage therapist there available to do, I think, chair massages. And I think there'll be just about a little bit of everything. So you can go there and look at all those and then come to Founders and relax and watch a bit of a movie. And
so the public is encouraged to come to one and then
go to the other.
What are the hours for the event?
4 to 8 p.m. on Thursday.
At both locations?
At both locations. Nice to get people into different areas of town and to support the theater, which we're hoping will be open soon, and have more events available that can go on. Because it would have been nice to have the theater show the movie.
Yes, it would. Maybe next year.
Exactly.
Maybe next year we could get the whole thing and truly have it follow the Yellow Brick Road around the square and end with the Emerald City Theater.
Yeah. That would be wonderful.
Lots of opportunities. Yeah, the Radiothon and Girls' Night Out have historically been pretty good-sized events and really well-attended within the community. So when Carolyn extended the invitation to the theater group, that she'd like to partner with us in some way, you know, it was really exciting for us and just another kind of sign of encouragement that people were invested in and behind the project. So, as Paige mentioned, there will be Wicked tickets for the musical Wicked showing at the Civic Center in Des Moines. It's $1 per chance. You enter your name into the hat, basically, and then at the end of the night, we'll draw names, and the winner gets couple tickets to go see a great show. So someday we'll be seeing those great shows here in town, but for now we'll take Des Moines, I guess. but it was really generous on their part to do this.
Yes.
Also, as Paige mentioned, we've got a couple movie posters, kind of some recent favorites that'll be available for sale. There are a couple kind of film themed items scattered around the store, just to kind of round things out. And then the Wizard of Oz will be shown on the Knoxville Movie Nights projector on large scale in the back room. So it'll be a fun night for everybody.
Sure. And once again, all proceeds are going to the restoration of the Grand Theater.
Yep, for those silent auction items and the raffle. Yep, all proceeds will go toward the restoration, so it'll be very helpful.
Okay. Is this the first event of this type, or is this an annual event?
I believe the Girls' Night Out and the Radiothon have been going on for many years.
For several years now, yeah.
Okay. For seven years.
Yep. This is the first time that Founders has participated in this way, and it's the first kind of kickoff event, I guess, for the theater group. We've got these Wicked tickets available for the musical. We also had a donation for tickets to go and see the Blue Man Group at the Civic Center in February. Oh. So that'll be coming out a little bit later on.
Okay.
Tuesday
night.
It'll be airing tonight at the theater.
Sure.
All kinds of fun stuff happening in town.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah,
let's encourage the public to come out and support.
Exactly.
Everybody.
I think a few of our vendors are actually going to dress up in Wizard of Oz themed costumes too. So.
And Paige will be too.
No, I won't.
No blue gingham for Dorothy.
No. Oh, there is a wig back there, maybe. I don't know. But I wanted to dress my dog up, but he's a little too big to be Toto and a little too hyper to be the Cowardly Lion, so.
Well, great. Once again, we're with Dylan Morse and Paige Gillespie at Founders, and we appreciate your time, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.